Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, okay? We're not selling anything, and your answer will remain confidential.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, does any member of the household work for a radio station or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work, you know, or a volunteer on a political campaign? Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay. All right, thank you. As you are aware, okay, very few people, you know, actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, mm-hmm. Okay, which of the following best describes how you will vote on a Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all
very
likely,
likely
to vote, or I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, very likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification.
I don't know
purpose,
all the candidates.
What is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. And okay, what is your age? Are you from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, from the following list, okay, which issue would you say your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County, you know, focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be taxes and the county government spending, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, corruption in the county government, inflation, the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, or would that be crime and public safety?
Was the question, what do I believe they are focusing on?
They should. The one, you know, which issue should
your
local
elected
officials...
Oh, what they should be focusing on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I don't know. All of it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, can you pick just one to be the most important to you that, you know, that will help you and your family?
Well, we've been here a little over a year, and the first 3 or 4 months I was here in Florida, I ran into more liars, thieves, cheaters, corrupt businesses than I have in my whole life. And I've lived all over the world.
Would that be crime and public safety?
No, it wouldn't be crime. It would probably... Well, I don't think it's so much corruption as the governor's done some really, really good things, but there's some areas that need a lot of fixing. For instance, building permits. You know, they have the most ridiculous regulations for building permits I've ever seen, because if you have a Hurricane Andrew, it doesn't matter how strong your windows are, if they'll, you know, stop a 9mm or a 357 Magnum bullet, the rest of the house is going anyways. And so, you know, it's just some of the things here are just so upside down and backwards. And the lenders try to steal $16,000 from us. And, you know, the standard line is, well, if you find a better deal, just give me a call and I'll match it. It's like, no, screw you. You'll give me my best deal or I'll go somewhere else, you know. So, honestly,
okay.
I don't know how to answer that question. And
okay, no problem. We'll move to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, now you will be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country, okay, that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you
I don't know
no
any
idea.
Of them. Yeah, you can skip
okay.
all of that, because the only one I know of is the mayor and the governor, and I don't know anybody else in Florida. I can't wait to move
okay.
back home. I don't like it here.
Okay, I'm going to read him, and then you can tell me if you know him or don't know him. Okay, the first one is Jose Aragu.
Don't know.
Okay, Rosanna Cordero Stutz.
Don't know.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
extremely
unfavorable?
Okay. No. I think he's a great.
Okay, very
president,
favorable. Okay.
And I don't care about his girlfriends.
What about Joe Sanchez?
Don't know.
Mario Knapp.
Don't know.
Francis Suarez.
Don't know.
Ron DeSantis.
He's done some really good things, and he's done some things that I don't agree with at all. So kind of in the middle there.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Give it the somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Ernesto Rodriguez?
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Okay. And Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
Don't know him either.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state, to hold elections for local office such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collectors, and supervisors of elections. Previously, the people in this position had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to this office. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
I don't know any of them. I don't watch the news.
Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Alessandro Forme, Joe Sanchez, Roman De La Rue, Ignacio Alvarez, Ernesto.
I never heard of them. I read business reports. Online, but I haven't watched the news since January 1st of 2000.
Oh, okay.
Because
let me read
overseas.
It real quick, and then you can tell me that you okay. Rolando Riera, Mario Knapp, Jose Aragu, Jasper Bishop, Jeffrey Giordano, and John Rivera. Okay.
Don't know any of them.
All right.
That's
right,
why I said
now
I don't,
I'm on it.
Before the election, election, I'll look up the candidates and read up as much as I can about them, because I'm not just going to guess, because once in a while I do vote for a Democrat, so I don't always vote on party line. Most of the time I do, especially for presidential, but local, independents and, the best mayor I've ever had in my life was a mob lawyer from Las Vegas. They managed to bring in the Major League Football team and kept taxes down, and he and his wife have done some great things. He was governor, mayor first of Las Vegas for, 3 or 4 terms, and then his wife. So, so I'll research the people first, but honestly, I don't know anybody. The only people I've ever looked up was the school board, and I'm not happy with them because they raised our taxes like $5,000 a year, and there's no new police station, fire station, no new hospital, no nothing. So what are they doing?
Okay.
Getting condos for their girlfriends or buying new kits for their wives, or what are they spending the money on? It's like, it's so unethical down here in South Florida. I've just never seen anything this bad in my life.
Okay, ma'am. Now, among, just a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between just Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
I have no idea. I haven't researched either one.
Okay.
Is
so
one of them already in office?
Maybe another candidate?
I don't know. Do you know who's currently in office right now for sheriff?
No, they don't give us none of the information. That way, just focus
on
the one.
Hold on, my husband's here. Hey, so do you know who the sheriff is now? No, he doesn't. Okay. Yeah, Miami-Dade. No, he doesn't know. And we got two policemen on our circle.
As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz, in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Would that be Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
I don't know. I'd have to research them myself. just because they're endorsed by someone I like, you know, because that endorsements are political, and voting is personal.
And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stubbs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I get a lot of texts from the Republicans, and so, yes, there's the, her name's mentioned, but I don't know anything about her. I don't know what her law enforcement background is, so I don't know. So, yes, I've heard her name, but I know nothing about her.
Okay, now, you will now be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez afterwards. Please indicate how would you vote, okay? Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserve for 8 years and has worked for decades in the Florida Highway Patrol Trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stubbs?
I don't know. I think he sounds like a good man, and it sounds like he has experience. But there's two police officers on my street, and one of them knows really well. And I'll ask her what she thinks of the boss. But I also, like I said, do my own research. And so
I remember,
I think
almost,
Donald Trump's brilliant. So, but
We almost finished with this survey. I'm going to read you just a little bit of information about both the candidates. You know, be giving about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stubbs. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. You know, and that's fine if you are undecided. No problem. Okay. One candidate is Joe Sanchez. A supporter says Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for 50 years. Will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. Okay, that's about him. And another candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stubbs. Supporters say Cordero Stubbs is the only...
is that the football team?
Well, there's some kind of sports...
baseball, okay. Mm-hmm. That's how it's done, though, in every city of the United States. The baseball and football teams don't pay for it. It's the local taxes that do for...
Okay.
It is what it is.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Supporters say Cordero Stubbs is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving our community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say, Rosanna Cordero Stubbs has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. Okay, and one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stubbs?
If based on just what little I know and what you told me, Sanchez.
Okay, Joe Sanchez. All right, ma'am, now just be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, conservative, or in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Not extremely. Not extremely.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you had completed?
A couple of years of college.
So be associate degree, right? 2 years or bachelor's?
Well, not a bachelor's. More than associates, but not enough to get the bachelor's.
Oh, okay.
I'm a housewife.
All right, ma'am.
Retired.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time, and you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Have a good evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.